Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for these festivities. Today, we continue our New Year's series with the penultimate edition and final Oddly Only edition. We're joined by not one but two guests, HP Canada Printing and Personal Systems Group Chief, Channel Chief Gary Drysdale, and HP Canada Enterprise Group Channel Chief Chris Champagne. To say 2014 was a landmark year for HP would have to be an understatement, as its long-term turnaround journey entered a major new chapter with the announcement that it would separate itself into two separate mega-vendors, HP Inc. and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Beyond that, we saw a major uptick of PC sales, HP's entry into the 3D printing market, and the further march towards convergence in the data center world. Gary and Chris chat with us about all of this, as well as offering their thoughts on the year that was 2014 and the year that they see unfolding in 2015. If 2014 was momentous, how do you describe what's to come for HP in 2015, during which the company will actually finish the blockbuster split up? All that and more in our conversation with Chris Champagne and Gary Drysdale. Gary, Chris, thanks for taking the time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here, Rob.
I dare say 2014 was a pretty impactful year historically for HP. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. Lots of exciting introductions, innovation, and announcements for sure.
Yeah, it's 2014 was a year of innovation and a lot more exciting things to come in 2015 as well.
All right. From each of your perspectives, overlooking PPS and Enterprise Group respectively, can you just kind of walk me through a few thoughts on what you saw as the highlights of the year in terms of what you did in innovation and in working with partners here in Canada?
Sure. You want me to start, Chris?
Sure.
So, I think as Chris said, we look at it, probably the most exciting thing for me was that it really truly was a year of innovation. If I look from a PPS perspective, some of the exciting announcements we had, whether it be multi-jet fusion or 3D printing announcement, that was one that's what people were looking forward to for a number of years. And we came out with that announcement, better quality, lower cost, and faster. So really solving the problems that have existed in 3D printing in the past. We launched our OJ Pro X Enterprise product, which delivered twice the speed at half the cost with all the manageability of laser, which was really exciting. And then a ton of announcements around our mobility products, multi-form factor, multi-OS, whether it be Chrome, whether it be Cloudbooks, whether it be Android tablets. I mean, we really innovated across our complete portfolio. So a lot for our partners to talk about and a lot for our customers to benefit from.
Yeah, and from an enterprise group perspective, very exciting as some announcements came to the storage portfolio with more enhancements around 3PAR and all flash, but also innovations on the MSA side as an all flash offering has come to play and being very aggressive in the commercial market around 3PAR specifically, and enhancements around Gen 9. And actually been able to see some nice success in gaining market share in the 6K to 10K space, in the 10 to 25K space, year-over-year growth, and also on HP networking. Really a competitive offering, lifetime warranty, and taking market share in that space with Cisco at the top. But nice to see some new wins, and specifically channel-led. A number of wins in the Ottawa market, in the Atlantic market, as well as out west.
All right, great. Gary, you touched a little bit on 3D print, and certainly I think that was, in terms of product innovation, that's some very cool space. We also saw, or I saw at least, an uptick of partners talking about and engaging in managed print. Is this a technology that is finally sort of becoming mainstream within the channel community?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been working on programs with our partners to take advantage of the growth opportunity in managed print for a number of years. And last year, we really saw the acceleration take off with our partners, especially what we would call our competent partners that participate in our managed print MPAS program. We call our MPAS program. And we saw them grow in excess of 20% last year, year on year. So tremendous growth, really taking advantage of the growth opportunity that exists in front of them for customers looking for cost savings and improving and managing the way they do business across print. So really exciting opportunity and one that our partners are taking advantage of, leveraging our program. And I see this moving forward as well as a huge opportunity for us to continue to take advantage of the growth, especially with some of the economic challenges we're seeing, and especially in the West with the price of oil and, oil and gas looking for cost savings. I expect to see some real surreal opportunities there for managed print.
One other item, Rob, if I could add, just from a partner program point of view in 2014 was sure. The launch of our Smart Choice program. And this is a competitive program to primarily focus on IBM partners that saw risk in their business as they transitioned to Lenovo, as IBM transitioned the x86 business. And really saw an opportunity to target specific partners to present the HP innovation story. And actually brought 12 partners in 2014, trained them on our ISS platform, and started to build new pipeline and are now starting to see those wins come to the table. So we're in the process of expanding our Smart Choice program within the channel as we aggressively target vendors where we feel we've got an opportunity to bring HP to the table.
So it sounds like that's becoming more than a Lenovo displacement program at this point in time.
Yeah, it's interesting what's happened over the course of the last 60 days. Look, just talking a little bit about 2015 with EMC's change in their go-to-market in Canada specifically, that's created an opportunity for HP around that same, that HP is the smart choice for partners who, in this case with EMC, are being left out in the cold as EMC has targeted specific larger partners to move to a DVAR model, which effectively leaves the mid-market exposed. And we're in the process of putting our Smart Choice plan, attack plan together to specifically go after EMC partners where we feel we have an upside in our portfolio to help them grow their business.
All right, great. Converged has certainly been a hotspot worldwide, and everything I've heard, read, and seen leads me to believe that perhaps nowhere is that more so the case than Canada. Can you talk a little bit about how things went on the Converged system side of the business last year?
So I'm going a little bit by memory as it relates to the IDC numbers, but what I recall for Canada is that our Converged Systems business grew at 4x our closest competitor, being a VCE. So the Converged Systems wins that we've had have been large. They've all been channel-led. We've had some nice wins here locally in Ontario and in the West. There's an opportunity there for us to bring the portfolio together with our channel partners where there's a nice financial opportunity for partners to leverage making more margin. But I think the bigger opportunity for partners with Converged Systems is the journey of taking customers from where they are currently in many cases, fragmented, sideload infrastructure, and take them on a journey at the whiteboard of what can be. And I really see that as an opportunity for our partners that are investing in technical competence in our portfolio to be able to bring Converged Systems as the conversation starter once an assessment and an understanding of their infrastructure, where it is today, and then time to market, making that happen faster with the launch of our CS200, actually, which is a hyperconverged play, very aggressively targeted against Nutanix to be a leader in that space. So, I got a little touch on 2015 with some more innovation that's coming from HP. That's a partner-led discussion.
All right, sounds great. And Gary, I know talking to distributors, especially through the first half of last year, and well into the summer, early fall even,
Any conversation about what was going right in Canada had a whole lot to do with the PC side of the market, which, as many would point out, is a change for a device that a few years ago the headlines were all about the death of the PC. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw in the Canadian PC market last year?
Yeah, we certainly enjoyed the growth in the PC market last year through our partners. I think a significant portion of that was driven by XP migration, and we had great programs to enable and help our partners, help their customers transition their old technology into the new technology. So that was a driver. I think another significant driver for us was the innovation that we provided around mobility. And, you know, a couple of big trends are happening, mobility and consumerization of IT. If you look at our portfolio, we've really focused on what I would say consumer sexy with commercial common sense, where we're bringing to market very appealing products that are commercially oriented. In fact, one of our latest products that we just launched, the EliteBook 1020, won at the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, won a Best in Show award. And that's a commercial product winning at a consumer show. So we're really making sure that our products are appealing to the consumer in the commercial space, and really trying to take advantage of the mobility trend with, again, multiple OS and multiple form factors to appeal to everybody, but also with technology built in to support the commercial space. So, you know, some really exciting times for sure. And I see mobility and consumerization continuing to drive growth in FY15, and something that we're going to continue to focus on with our portfolio for sure with our partners.
I think what's underneath all of that, and regardless if it's the PPS organization or the enterprise group, is what's happening on the R&D side as a company. And the investment to increase our R&D spend by 10% year over year because of the operational improvements we've been able to make as an organization. I think that, and it was a decision that Meg made early on in her tenure to have R&D report into her directly, really seeing that play out across the portfolio.
It's exciting times for our partners. The wealth, the portfolio that we're bringing to market, and the ability for our partners to take advantage of that portfolio, and the programs and the tools and the partnership that we're developing together is really exciting.
Brilliant. Of course, the other big headline for the year for HP had to be the announcement that HP Inc. and HP Enterprise will be cleaved off into separate organizations later this year. Now, I certainly understand that Enterprise Group and PPS have been run very independently of each other for some time. But what do you see this meaning for HP partners as we go through 2015?
Yeah, you know, I just got back, Rob, from Ottawa yesterday. In fact, spent the beginning of the week in Montreal and Ottawa and met with a number of different partners. And as you'd imagine, this was top of mind with many of them. And, you know, every single one of them that I talked to was very bullish on the creation of HP Inc. and HP Enterprise. They just saw upside. As you said, we already go to market in support of our partners as two entities, EG and PPS, and I think do a pretty good job in supporting our partners today and them leveraging our capabilities and innovation. But I think moving forward, what they see is the opportunity and more focus, more agility, more speed, more innovation as we drive more focus in our respective businesses. So the feedback from our partner community, as was echoed in my latest trip, has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, same comment from my lens as well. And I'd share an internal perspective. I just finished a call with Scott Dunsire, new leader of our channel group for the Americas. And his guidance to us was very simple, and it's playing out. It's being visible. So being active in the field as a leadership team, be active, our partner business managers in front of our partners, be visible, be present. We feel we have the best portfolio as an organization that we've ever had. And as a challenge from an internal HP lens, is we're making history. This is an opportunity that's going to lead us to, a chapter of HP of 75 years of innovation, and then leading to two $57 billion startups, which has never happened in the history of business. So it's very exciting within the walls of HP as we kind of head and are very focused on achieving our FY15 goals as an organization, and then from the channel community and how receptive they've been and supportive as we head towards November 1st, 2015. Very exciting time.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a great ride, and message I'd say for our partner community is get on board. It's going to be fun.
Yep. And stay focused on achieving our goals.
All right, but it sounds like structurally for most partners, it's pretty much business as usual.
Very much the status quo. Really, from a program point of view, there's some things on the EG side that we're looking at around deal registration and simplifying ease of business and predictability with our organization. From a channel program point of view, we're making investments in Western Canada, as an example. From a coverage point of view, we're making investments here locally around smart choice and attacking from a competitive point of view. So really more investment in the field to better support our partners, and as we work towards really business as usual into the split.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as you know, Rob, the channel is part of our DNA. It always has been. You know, greater than 85% of the PC business goes through the channel, greater than mid-90s of the print business. I know it's Chris, on the EG side, it's in what the mid
high 70s and growth,
yeah,
year over year from a channel point of view.
So so we expect that the opportunity for our channels to grow with us as we continue to grow and focus is tremendous.
All right, perfect. Wanted to get some thoughts on what you're expecting for 2015. I think you both provided, some hints at where you guys are focused and where you're seeing opportunity into this year. But just would like to give you the chance to expand a little bit on what you're seeing as the hot spots and key opportunities in this first half of 2015 and even beyond, if you're feeling like the crystal ball is pretty clear for you right now.
Yeah, so, I just elaborate a little bit more on a point I had made previously in terms of the journey in helping customers as they look to consolidate, take out costs, reduce risk, is the investment in technical competence in the channel. There's going to be a number of events for partners, pre-sales, SAs, as we look to help get them deeper ingrained in our portfolio to be able to get to the whiteboard and be comfortable telling the HP story side by side with HP together with them in the field, and help take customers from that journey. And then where does the infrastructure, all the different components of, the new style of IT, from big data to, disruptive architecture plays and storage. So taking partners on the journey will take an investment from us in helping our helping on the technical competence side, and look for more programs from HP to support our channel partners to really sharpen that conversation.
Yeah, I as you'd expect, I agree with what Chris is saying. We're going to continue to enhance our programs and tools. We launched some exciting things at the back half of last year, like My Sales Guide, which provides assets for our channel partners to customize the way they consume information they need to sell, whether it be presentations, competitive information training. We launched a number of different things through Unison, our partner portal. So we're going to continue to enhance our programs and tools to enable our partners to sell. The other area I think that we're going to see continued growth is NPS. We talked about mobility, we talked about, but within that verticalization. So you'll see us launch and continue to launch, and we just launched products focused on the education market that are durable and low cost, healthcare products like a new healthcare tablet we just launched and ruggedized. So we're really trying to focus in on discrete market opportunities, different types of products to look for different revenue streams and profit streams for our partners, and then provide them the tools to enable them to go after those opportunities. I see those as areas where our partners can look to us to continue to focus and also continue to drive innovation moving forward and more exciting introductions to come.
And I just add from a partner one perspective around cloud. Everyone's talking cloud, so there's an investment in some additional programs for our partners around cloud specializations for our platinum partners, platinum cloud specialists that there'll be some selling together and leads and opportunities provided to partners making those investments. Our cloud, our Gold Cloud Builder specialist program, where there's incremental rebates available for partners, as well as our Gold and Silver Cloud specialist programs, co-marketing and joint development and education happening on the technical side as well. So more investments in Partner One around our cloud initiatives.
All right. As we chat, I think we are, if I'm not mistaken, a little over a month out from GPC this year. You know, without pre-announcing anything or saying anything that might cause you to get your knuckles wrapped, any preview you can offer partners in terms of what they can expect at this year's partner conference?
Yeah, you know, I think, Rob, we just say exactly what we just said, which is, you know, look for us to continue to innovate, look for us to continue to launch tools to enable our partners to sell and take advantage of the opportunity in the marketplace, and we continue to be focused on simplifying our programs. Those are some of the consistent messages that I'd expect to hear at GPC.
Yeah,
and continue to talk about.
And I would just add, outside of the innovation and product, is the one-on-one time that our partners are going to have with our leadership team to really share insights about what's happening in their business that we can tangibly take away to make better. So I'm looking forward to the one-on-one time with the partner executives attending GPC and really see it as a useful, efficient use of time and some good relationship building time together with partners that we've been doing business with for a long time. But we're also inviting a number of partners that are new on our radar screen, and Smart Choice is an example. We're actually funding a handful of Smart Choice partners to get to GPC. They don't have MDF today, so we're making investments in partners attending so they can spend time with our leadership team and be exposed to our worldwide HP team, including Meg.
All right, sounds good. I wanted to get your thought as you're out there talking to partners in early 2015. You know, what is the general mood in the channel? There's I think there's a lot of opportunity out there. There are also some interesting challenges. We talked about the Western Canada challenges with the oil and gas industry, and certainly that plays hand in hand with the broader concern of the concern or potential opportunity with the Canadian dollar situation. But I'm just curious to what you're hearing and general mood out in the channel right now.
Yeah, you know, I think the general mood is positive. There's certainly a lot of challenges out there. I mean, as we talked about, the new style of IT demands a new style of partnering. You know, one of the quotes that I recently heard repeated, and I'm going to paraphrase it, was, you know, by Darwin, it's not the strong or the smartest that survive, it's those that are able to adapt, right? And so I think, you know, that's the challenge for a lot of our partners and for us, is that they need to adapt to take advantage of the mega trends that are taking place in the market. And so we're committed to working with them to help them adapt and take advantage of those opportunities, leveraging our tools and leveraging our innovation. There's, you know, where there's change, there's apprehension, and I think we just need to be super close and make sure that we're partnering and dialoguing to enable us to be lockstep and taking advantage of those opportunities where there is change, and there is lots of it, as you mentioned today.
Yeah, and if you look at, you know, how you know, the role of an account executive has changed over the last 10 to 15 years, and from selling infrastructure to selling business outcomes, and the shift to selling cloud. Massive change in the mindset of an account executive that's been in the business for 10, 15 years to selling a managed service requires a different skill set. So I think there's a lot of work that HP is working with our partners to help that sales transformation change. And I would just add comments around some of our smaller partners from a revenue point of view. Some of the smaller organizations, you know, 25, 30 employees, how they're able to rapidly go after new opportunities and spend time on the technical competence side, getting sharp on the portfolio, and then leading with the full breadth of HP. You know, I think that scenario where, you know, HP coined the phrase converged infrastructure, if you Googled it 6-7 years ago, we've now come full circle through converged system. But being able to sell through Helion, through infrastructure, private cloud, off-prem, you know, the ability for us to work closer with our partners to leverage the breadth of the portfolio and help them through that that sales transformation that's focused on a business outcome conversation, less features and benefits. So I'm excited by big data, by the opportunity to help customers, our partners, use our tools to be able to help customers mine their data and turn it into a business opportunity. So really unprecedented, I think, in the opportunity we have to really be a game changer in this market.
All right, great. On that note, I think we're just about out of time. But before we wrap things up, would love to give you guys both a chance to make any final comments or parting shots for the Canadian channel community.
The parting shots. I would just say, you know, we're committed to partnering. We're committed to winning with our partners. We're committed to driving more innovation, more meaningful information, better tools, simplified programs. So let's just get together, engage, and win in the marketplace.
Success is a team sport. We need a village to win. Getting closer with our partners that help their customers migrate to the new style of IT focused on a business outcome conversation is top of mind for my team, and I know the EG organization as a whole as we help customers through these transitions, and frankly, never been more excited by the portfolio and the opportunity that we have in front of us.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time, Gary and Chris. Always appreciated. And yeah, thanks for participating.
So there you have it. The year that was 2014 and the year that will be 2015, as seen by HP Canada's Chris Champagne and Gary Drysdale. We're just about out of time for this edition of the podcast, but before we go, I'd like to thank Gary and Chris for joining us, and of course thank HP Canada for its continued sponsorship of ChannelBuzz.ca. As always, thank you for listening, for making this all possible. Hey, we're going to wrap up the New Year's series finally a little later this week as we come back in video format to wrap up 2014 and look forward to the rest of 2015 with Ingram Micro Canada boss Mark Snyder. Be looking for that on the site in the very near future. And we'll be back soon with another quote-unquote regular edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast with top folks from around the channel real soon. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.